Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Strange day today, beautiful day, yes. See a lot of these Japanese maples are actually changing colors, turning from bright red to green, right before my eyes. Don't know how the sound quality of this podcast will be because I'm walking down the street. Noticing it's a beautiful day, but that is part of life on planet Earth, isn't it? Being able to walk and see the beauty, and of course, I'm coming up on someone out here with a lawnmower every day, constantly. You walk from place to place, there's a lawnmower and a leaf blower, all kinds of beautiful lawns. I think lawns came from a long time ago in Europe when the lords had a lot of property. They would cut down all of the trees and bushes and things like that all around them so that the invading armies could be seen if they attacked. As a result of that, lawns got associated with having a lot of money, being rich and being free. And when the Europeans came here, of course, they carried the same type of tradition over. So now in America, you have all of these people with their houses with lawns around it only because they associate having a lawn with being free. In the meantime, they could be growing food. They could have trees around, but they don't because they've been brainwashed from an idea passed all the way down from their ancestors long ago, who only saw a way of not being oppressed coming by imitating their oppressors. It's difficult to record anything while walking in this neighborhood anyway, because there's always someone working on a yard or a lawn, and I can understand the need to do that. Of course, people need to be able to cut their grass. I just wish that just one time I could have total peace and quiet. But I guess total peace and quiet is reserved for people who are dead, because you ain't gonna get it here. I've walked past one spot, pause the recording, and by the time I get to the end of the block, I hear some other loud grinding noise going on. But I guess I should be happy to be able to be in a place where there's noises interrupting the silence instead of silence interrupting the noise. When I think of places like that, I think of all the war-torn areas, or the areas with either governments who rule over the people who are unable to love, or terrorists who call themselves freeing the people who are unable to love. That's what it all comes down to, isn't it? The ability to care for someone else as much as oneself. If one does not care for oneself, though, that argument is somewhat moot, isn't it? I would like to suggest today that most of the problems in this world come because people don't really love themselves or care about themselves. Constant push for growth and for change can be a good thing if one is moving towards something. It can even be a good thing if one is consciously running away from something. But if one is trying to run away from who they are without knowing what they're running from, that becomes problematic. Growth and success becomes an addiction. People find themselves on a spiritual search forever because the objective is not to make it to any type of goal or success or anything. It has become running. The running. The searching becomes the end goal, because the real end could be frightening and more horrendous. The real end of a spiritual search is coming face to face with oneself. If you are the type of person who really does not like yourself at a very deep level, a level so deep that you don't even recognize it, you fear coming face to face with a self you may not like, you may not know. So we all come around to the same problem. The problem is lack of self-love, self-caring. The only way to attain self-love, self-caring, is to accept oneself fully, completely, right now, where one is, no matter the economic level, the race, the class, or the action. One has to accept oneself as he or she is, and love oneself right there. After a small break, we will discuss how to do this. You can become a supporter of this show at this station by hitting the above tab, or you can go to our website at www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com to our donor page and join us in our Patreon community. We are thankful for them for the donations that allow us to continue our work in the world, to bring in new thoughts, ideas, and make the world better place. How did Barry White say it? Don't go changing to try to please me. You never let me down before. Don't imagine I'm too familiar and I won't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We couldn't have come this far. I just want someone I can talk to. I want you just the way you are. I need to know that you will always be same old someone that I knew. So we come back to self-love. How do you love yourself right now? Regardless of your state. Regardless, race, creed, color, sexual orientation, all those things that really aren't that important, but we make important. How do you do that? We do that through the exercise of what is known as agape love. The Greeks often spoke of several different types of love. They had different words for different types. One type of love, a biblical type of love that they often talked about, was called agape love. The difference between agape love and the other types was the agape love was an unconditional type of love. Agape love could be given to anything or any person, strangers, and it was said they go to follow divinity, God. Those who are awake practice this agape love. When I say one must love oneself, I'm not talking about having nice, warm, nurturing feelings even. Or looking at one's own clothing and seeing how nice it looks in the mirror and getting all hot. What I'm talking about is caring for oneself in a loving way. And this, in truth, is all that it really means. This is what makes one grow, makes one progress, makes one bathe oneself in an atmosphere of compassion, self-caring, and in a world where a lot of different things are going on, where there's a lot of conflict and confusion, it's the only type that really counts. Because if you can't have that type of love in your family, with your friends, and with your spouses and partners eventually, you'll never grow. You'll never expand your self-awareness. You'll never make it. You'll never progress. Your life will continually be, like Shakespeare said, a play, and you'll be an actor strutting on the stage too unintelligent, to know that you're even involved in a play. You'll never reach the point of awareness, awakeness, enlightenment for humanity that you could. To keep living in this crazy dream and thinking that it's real. And the main reason for doing that is to avoid the self that one fears, avoid the self that one despises, to avoid the self that one doesn't even like sometimes. The self that one has picked up and taken on because of the projection of friends, family members, institutions, and all of the things around us that have told us what they expect us to be, that have punished us greatly when we fail to be that. So what I am talking about is freedom that comes through self-love. Because you see, when we go deeply into self-love, which is caring for the self, loving oneself, taking care of oneself, through behavior right now instead of ideology, we begin to do those things. And when we begin to do those things, we break through the false images of who we are. We grow. We become free. We partake of life on planet Earth, instead of just living the way someone else told us we should. So as I walk these back roads in Pennsylvania, watching the birds, the trees, the flowers, hearing assaults going on in the background. I can hear a lawnmower from maybe a quarter of a mile away going, "Kill." I ponder the meaning of life. You really don't even notice all these noises until you're doing something like this. Maybe recording something. I've got so used to the noise in the background that it's hard to hear the silence. I would say that this is sort of an analogy for life. Most of us have gotten so used to the noise in the background and the bugs, the flies, some buzzing around me right now, distracting me. We've gotten so used to them that we have missed the thunderous sound of silence that exists within. And in the, is the underlying force, is the underlying vibration of the universe. Time to get back to that. Time to get back to reality, because that is what that is. The foundation is the reality. The living we are forced to do is the falsity built on top of that reality. When we get back to the root, within ourselves and outside of ourselves, we will have life on planet Earth, and we will have life and joy abundantly. We are putting out stories through vocalmedia.com where we can receive support. Each time you or your friend goes and reads one of our stories, please go to our website where you can find our link and read some of the great stories we've been writing. Also pass the link around. You can help our show without even donating monetarily by reading and participating in the community that we want to develop in order to create sustainable, beautiful, wonderful communities where we can find joy and life right now.